Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. or Sunday school at 10:45. Our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Freedom.
Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2, and begin reading in verses number 1. The Bible said, "Yourselves, brethren, know our entrance in unto you, and it was not in vain. But even after that we had suffered before, and were shamefully entreated, as you know, at Philippi, and were bold in God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention, our exhortation was not without deceit, nor uncleanness, nor in guile. But as we're allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. Neither any time use we flattering words, as you know, nor of cloak of covetousness, God is witness, nor of men sought we glory, neither of you, and yet of that, nor yet of others, when we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ, but we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children. So being affectionately desirous of you, we're willing to have imparted unto you not only the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because you are dear unto us. For you remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for our labor night and day, because it would not be chargeable unto any of you. We preached unto you the gospel of God. You are our witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblamably we have behaved ourselves among you that believe, as you know, how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father does his children, that you would walk worthy of God, who has called you unto his kingdom and glory. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when we received the word of God which you have heard of us, you received it, not as the word of men, but as it were in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." Our Heavenly Father, now God, we call upon your name this morning. How we thank you, Father, for the day that you've given, God, the blessings upon our life. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege this morning, God, to preach your word this morning, God. We thank you for your people this morning, God, I pray that you'd open their ears and their hearts this morning, God, I pray this morning that wherever your people are gathered together, you'd be in the midst this morning. May the name of Christ be exalted, and may you draw all men unto himself this morning. May some precious soul come to the saving knowledge of Christ this morning, be born again in the family of God. I pray you touch those that we made mention this morning that are afflicted, those that are sick this morning, God, those that are burdened down this morning, God, feel like the weight of the world's upon their shoulders this morning, God, that you might relieve them this morning, God. I pray for those that are struggling in the battle this morning, God, fighting temptation or some trouble this morning, God, that's arisen in their life this morning, God, that you'd send reinforcements their way. Let them know this morning, God, they're not alone in this battle this morning, God. I pray for you men as they stand this morning proclaiming the truths of thy word, that you'd embolden them this morning, God. Help them rightly divide the word of truth and preach the whole counsel of God this morning, Lord. I pray, Lord, that the name of Christ be exalted above measure, and for all of this we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen this morning, and amen. Now continuing in our thought this morning upon the men of God, I want to preach on the thought out of this passage concerning the prudence of a preacher. The prudence of a preacher this morning. The word prudence simply means to be wise, and it means to be careful this morning. Good preacher this morning, the good man of God, is a mixture of both. The Bible said it is a wise man that covers shame. Brother, we're not to expose it for pleasure this morning, amen, but to shine the light of truth into the dark places. The Bible said it is a wise man that dealeth with knowledge, not our opinions, not our theories, not our thoughts. Dear friend, but thus saith the word of God this morning, the wise man looketh well into his going and understandeth his way this morning. The wise in heart, amen, foreseeth evil and hideth and avoideth the snare. Amen. Jesus said, thank God, we ought to be as wise as serpents and harmless as doves in the sight of God this morning. The Apostle Paul said, we're epistles read of all men. His life was an open book, and so the life of the man of God, the preacher, amen, is the same way, brother. A preacher doesn't clock in and clock out. He doesn't go on duty and off duty. He's a preacher always, all the time. Does that mean you should follow him around and take notes and pictures of every event? No. But brother, I'm saying if you do, you're not finding anything that's unbecoming of a man of God. Amen. I realize the controversy, dear friend, that's oftentimes brought up, should the preacher be held to a higher standard than the lay members? Amen and amen this morning. Doesn't mean that he's any better than anyone else. Doesn't mean that he's perfect. Amen. And I've also heard this morning people say, well, if that preacher don't live by every word that he preaches, then I don't want to hear him this morning. Well, brother, the man of God is subject to the preaching that he preaches this morning, but he's flesh and bone just like everyone else. Amen. He's not perfect. Amen. And lots of times the Lord has laid upon my heart to preach things, brother, that I've been guilty of, that I've failed in those areas myself, but it doesn't relieve me from preaching the word of God this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning that the man that stands behind that pulpit and proclaiming what is the truth, that directs the movements of the hearts and lives of men, that man that points his finger at me and tells me, brother, this is what God says, I ought to live my life. I also want to know his life as well. Amen. How well I listen and how deeply I'm moved depends upon how that man lives as well. How much confidence that I put in the words that he preaches. Dear friend, there must be prudence in the presentation from the preacher this morning. Amen. I know when we get behind the pulpit, there are some that's not listening, and they could care less what's said. They've some that's already made up their mind, and there's also some that's going to follow every word and analyze it. Amen. How it was said and what it was said and why it was said. Amen. Searching the files of their mind for a contradiction. Watching the life of the
preacher for hypocrisy. Amen. Five times in the passage, Paul said, you know, you remember, you are our witnesses. And two times he said, God is our witness. The preacher is in the spotlight this morning. And if he's going to talk the talk, he ought to put forth a great effort to walk the walk as well this morning. Amen. And so first of all, when we look at the prudence of a preacher, I want to look at his mannerism. Amen. In chapter 1 of 1 Thessalonians in verse 5, Paul said, you know what manner of men we were among you. Amen. In chapter 2 and verses 1, he said, you know our entrances unto you this morning. In verse 10, he said, you know how we behave. I thank God among you this morning. Dear friend, not just what we say, but how we say it and how we live by those very same words this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, dear friend, the man of God ought to live. Dear friend, this morning, the way that he preaches this morning. Amen. By the grace of God, put forth the greatest effort to bring his body under subjection. Amen. Not perfect. Dear friend, not without fault and failure. Amen. Dear friend, but the fact of the matter is, I don't want someone telling me to get out of the hog pen when he's covered in mud himself. Amen. And I don't want him just to wash himself on Sunday at a preacher a sermon, brother, when he's wallowed in it all day on Saturday. Amen. In fact, the Bible said in verses 10, his manner ought to be holy. Amen. Paul said, you know how holily and justly, brother, we've been among you. The Bible said, be ye holy, for I am holy, justly and unblameably. Dear friend, those are not just qualifications of a pastor, brother. Here, Paul gives them out for the man of God, the preacher, the evangelist, the man that stands and proclaims the counsel of God this morning. Dear friend, there's been many a man that have ruined their influence. And brother, I'm telling you, the reputation is all that a preacher has. Amen. Brother, you can mess up and still go over the mill and clock in. Amen. Dear friend, you can make a mistake publicly. Dear friend, and still go to your job the next day. Dear friend, but when the man of God messes up, dear friend, when he's been publicly shamed, how in the world can he stand behind that pulpit, amen, and have the confidence of the congregation? Brother, he's got to guard his character. Dear friend, he's got to guard his ministry. Dear friend, because his reputation is first and foremost, and in order to be holy in the sight of God and of the people. In verses 7, he ought to have a humble mannerism. Paul said, you know, we've been gentle among you. Amen. Moses, one of the meekest of all men. The Bible said, it's pride that goes before a fall. Amen. Dear friend, and I'm telling you, the preacher, dear friend, has to have a humble spirit about him this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, the old-fashioned Holy Ghost preacher this morning. Dear friend, ought to lay aside his dignity, his pride, his self-reliance, his arrogance. Amen. And be humble before God and the people by which he's preaching to this morning. In verses 8, he ought to have a helpful mannerism. Amen. Oftentimes the preacher says it, and you ought to believe it and do it. Dear friend, we preach to help and not to hurt. Amen. Dear friend, he's not just preaching. Dear friend, this morning, he's more than a ministry of preaching, dear friend, that goes on outside the pulpit. But Paul said, as a father to his children and nurse, as to her children this morning, you ought to care and concern and follow up and follow through, dear friend, with those that you preach and proclaim the truths of God's word this morning. Amen. How in the world, friend of mine, can you preach preach. I dear friend, unto those on Sunday morning, I dear friend, and never inquire of them Monday through Friday. Amen. Never concerned about them any other day of the week except how many is on the board. Amen. On Sunday morning, I dear friend, the mannerism of the preacher this morning, I dear friend, and then notice the motives and realize that God's the only one that truly knows, I dear friend, the deep heart, how the motive of the man of God. But it won't take long through his actions to detect him. Amen. Why that he says, it's just as important as what as he says it this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I tell you many times how the preacher's been accused of intentionally hurting or inflicting wounds. Amen. God can judge if we add to the sermon or leave it out because someone's in the attendance. I've heard preachers say, well, I sure did let them have it this morning. Amen. Now, I realize these times, brother, you got to be stern. Amen. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, I never enjoyed, amen, preaching, dear friend, this morning to shear the sheep. Amen. I let the Holy Ghost take care of that this morning. Amen. Preaching out of love. I thank God. Dear friend, the motives of the man of God ought to be clean. Amen. Dear friend, in verses 3, he said, our exhortation, our preaching, was out this seed and without uncleanliness and without guile. Amen. It ought to be clean. Not for money, not for political purposes. Amen. Dear friend, this morning the pulpit is not a soapbox. Dear friend, not a place to take out your frustrations. It's not a place to deal with your objectives. Amen. It's not a place to fight. Amen. Brother, your motives are to always be clean in the pulpit this morning. It ought to always be clear. Amen. Paul said in verses 5, we didn't come to you with flattering words. Amen. Or a cloak of covetousness. Amen. There ought not be any hidden agendas. Amen. No. Dear friend, I don't want to butter somebody up. Amen. And I don't want to cut somebody down. Amen. Let your yeas be yea. Let your nay be nays. Paul said, I'd rather preach 5 words that can be understood. Amen. As to preach 10,000 in an unknown tongue. Amen. And brother, that unknown tongue don't always have to be gibberish either. Amen. Dear friend, the preacher ought not to be preaching for a raise. The preacher ought not to try to get folks on his side for a vote. Dear friend, bringing things up in the pulpit. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, you ought not try to get sympathy. Dear friend, for something that's going on in his life. Dear friend, the Bible said that pulpit was made for the purpose proclaiming the word of God in the ears of those that would hear this morning. Dear friend, notice his conscience in verses 6. Amen. He said, we needn't seek the glory. Dear friend, neither of men nor of others. Amen. Neither did we want to be burdensome. Amen. The man of God ought not to preach for a pat on the back. Amen. Nothing wrong with telling the preacher you enjoy the message. Nothing wrong with testifying that the message was for you to be helpful. Amen. But I'm telling you, how that pulpit's not a stepping stone to your career or your candidacy. Amen. That pulpit is not a monument of any man. Amen. It belongs unto God. Dear friend, and given to the man of God to stand anointed and to preach have the word of God. Dear friend, without apology, I thank God this morning. Amen. Then notice his message. Amen as well. Dear friend, I'm telling you, he's the messenger of God. Dear friend, not to take surveys or opinions. Dear friend, this morning, but he said in verses 2, without contention. Dear friend, not to fight about it. Dear friend, not to figure out what's the most popular thing. Dear friend, and without controversy, and without compromise, and without apology, amen. Dear friend, it amazes me sometimes. Dear friend, what some preachers stand for this morning. Now, you can get mad at me, brother, all you want to. Amen, but I'll challenge you to find a scripture in the Bible that guarantees, dear friend, or justifies this this morning. How all of these other things that we've added to the church. Amen. All the ball teams and all the sports academia and all the programs. How the facilities that we've added to the church, brother. Amen. I'll tell you, you can argue me all you want to. But man of God, one of these days you're going to have to stand before God and try to justify those things. And brother, you ain't got a leg to stand on. And you know it. Oh, it may have built up the congregation. Amen. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, the church, dear friends, the spiritual cafeteria, dear friend, it's not to entertain the flesh. It's not to please the crowd of the congregation this morning. Dear friend, it's a place that the name of God's to be lifted up and worshiped and glorified this morning. How in the world are you going to justify those things before God this morning? Amen. The message ought to be integrity. Amen. Dear friend, he said in verses 9 that we labored day and night. Amen. And preached unto you the gospel of God. Amen. Brother, not just to get something from Nashville. Dear friend, not just to put together a few words that rhyme. Amen. To fill up a half an hour with jokes and stories and poems and call it a message. But he said we've labored and travailed night and day. Amen. Dear friend, to have something from the word of God. Dear friend, that'll help the congregation. Amen. The instructions come in verses 11. Amen. He said, you know how we've exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you. Amen. Every message ought to have some meaning and some meat. Amen. Paul told Timothy to preach the word in season, out of season, reproving and exhorting. Amen. Thank God with all long suffering and doctrine. The word of God's good for instruction and correction and doctrine. Amen. Brother, have something to preach. Amen. When you stand behind that pulpit, to help and to not hinder. Dear friend, to direct in a closer walk with God, to bring them in, not drive them away. I realize the truth will set you free. And I realize some of them don't want to hear the truth. But brother, we've got an obligation, dear friend, to preach the truth of the word of God this morning. Amen. Dear friend, the influence in verses 13. Thank God, he said, we received the word of God. You've heard it of us. We received it not the word of men, but as the truth of the word of God. Amen. Dear friend, we please God and not men. Amen. We, dear friend, see messages of God. Dear friend, that's not. Dear friend, of the preacher, not of the flesh. Dear friend, but of the word of God. And I know some of them say, oh, the preacher got in the flesh this morning. He probably did, brother. He got in your flesh, and it bothered you. Amen. That's right, brother. Dear friend, I'll tell you, I've heard people say, well, if the preacher didn't get on me, he ain't doing much preaching. Well, I want to tell you, brother, if the preacher has to get on to you every Sunday, it's time for you to get in the altar and repent. Amen. Thank God this morning. Dear friend, the Spirit of God that's in you will bear witness. Amen. And then also notice finally the motivation. What inspires? What tugs at his heart? What? Amen. Gets him discouraging at times. Amen. In verses 4, you find his loyalty. Paul said, God entrusted us with the gospel. Preaching is a calling, brother. Dear friend, not when you feel like it, not when times are good. He said, woe is me if I preach not. How beautiful are the feet of them that carry the gospel. It is a great responsibility. Amen. To love it, amen. Dear friend, if you can preach anything from Genesis to Revelation, amen, as long as it's preached in love, not of spite, not in vengeance, not in malice or frustration or desperation, amen, but preaching in love this morning, and the Spirit of God will back it up, amen, and then in leadership, amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, if we don't endure what we say, those that follow us will fall by the wayside. If we don't hold the fort, if we don't toe the line, if we don't keep the faith, brother, who is? May the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.